When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
On the 21st day of the month of September, in an early year of a decade not too long before our own, the human race suddenly encountered a deadly threat to its very existence. And this terrifying enemy surfaced, as such enemies often do, in the seemingly most innocent and unlikely of places.
Afraid, it's only our little shop of show tunes. Ha 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 ha. No, it's not our Halloween show. That's in October. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 WLIWFM, Long Island's only singular individual NPR station. And we are joined and supported in our good work by the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund. Well, that was the title track to Little Shop of Horrors, a show that opened in 1982 at the WPA and moved to the Orpheum for 5 years and gets done everywhere you could possibly think of. And it is a signature song and show that showed you what Off-Broadway was all about. And today we're looking at our second part of Off-Broadway to Main Street, where we'll look at all these idiosyncratic, wonderful, goofy little shows that provided such interesting platforms and venues for a variety of performers and songwriters, and that just conquered the world, even if they did not move originally or transfer originally to Broadway. Well, the musical that definitely set the pace for the Off-Broadway musical was Hair in 1967 at the Public Theater and Astor Plays, and the New York Shakespeare Festival, which ran the Public, was so instrumental in providing a place and a spot for these weird little kooky shows, including a chorus line. Here is a show from 1978 called I'm Getting My Act Together and Taking It on the Road, written by Gretchen Cryer and Nancy Ford. And it was very much the kind of, you know, feel good feelings, introspective little show that just was so fantastic. It moved to Circle in the Square, which I can see from my balcony practically, a few years later, and had a good long run. Here is Gretchen Cryer herself to sing a song from that show.
Love is rare, life is strange, nothing lasts, people change. Every time I've lost another lover, I call up my old friend and I say, let's get together. I'm under the weather. Another love has come to an end. And he listens as I tell him my sad story and wonders at my taste in men. And we ponder why I do it and the pain of getting through it. And he laughs and says, you'll do it again. And we sit in a bar and talk till two about life and love as old friends do. And tell each other what we've been through. Our love is rare and life is strange. Nothing lasts and people change. And I ask him if his life is ever lonely. And if he ever feels despair. And he says he's learned to love it, 'cause that's really all part of it. And it helps him feel the good times when they're there. Yes, we sit in a bar and talk till two about life and love. If I live with any lovers or spend my life alone. And the bartender is dozing and it's getting time for closing. And we figure that I'll go it on my own. But we'll meet the year we're 62 and travel.
Became a prick, got equal pay. I faced
not complaining. My husband found himself his ashram, lost 40 pounds and went through hell. Then one day he came back from limbo, found himself some bimbo, and a New Rochelle. I raised my son and I had lovers. My choices sometimes take explaining. I'd meet some jock, my friends would scoff. He'd stay a while, I'd drive him off. I kept my space, preserved my turf. 6 months, I'd send him back to serve. And no, I was not complaining. So now my son's halfway through college. I pay tuition like a fine. I'm still this feisty freelance writer, resume well honed at a well-toned 49. I find that getting work is harder. Each job I want takes more campaigning. And those sweet young things who hire me now, those MBAs making 50,000, who smile and ask what I have done when they got their jobs from the fights I won. They should all stay home and have babies, but I'm not complaining. In the evening at my window, as I watch Jersey growing dim, I feel a troubling emotion summed up in this notion. I wish I'd stayed with him. Lord knows each day with him was madness. I have spent my life maintaining, but more and more I recall the joy, my golden dreamer, my lost boy. Our life was life in the twilight zone, but no worse than a life alone. And well, I chose my way, and I'm not complaining.
That was Lynn Winterstellar. What a nice performance from Closer Than Ever. This was a review of songs by Richard Maltby Jr. and David Shire, songs that had been cut from various projects, Broadway projects that never landed or whatever, and became its own little show, which was so good. I remember seeing it in 1989 at the Cherry Lane Theater. And Off-Broadway was such a good place to have these little portmanteau shows, songs to celebrate a composer, or songs that were cut from other shows, or songs that a composer had been working on and hadn't quite finished. So we'll listen to a few of those. The one I remember so fondly from 1980 was Marry Me a Little, which took some Stephen Sondheim songs that had never really landed or, again, had been cut from shows and made a wonderful little two-person event. Here is Suzanne Henry and Craig Lucas singing one of my favorite Stephen Sondheim songs of all time.
I said the man for me must have a castle. A man of means he'd be, a man of fame. And then I met a man so much less than what I had planned from all the magazines. I should be good and sore. What am I happy for? I guess the man needs more than the means. So many people in the world, and what can they do? They'll never know love like my love for you. So many people laugh at what they don't know. Well, that's their concern. If just a few, say half a million or so, could see us, they'd learn. So many people in the world don't know what they've missed. They'd never believe such joy could exist. And if they tell us it's a thing we'll outgrow, they're jealous as they can be. That with so many people in the world, you love me.
Straight back and to the left.
Pick up those eggs. We're out of milk.
Who took my rye bread?
Four waters to table
I'm sorry,
seven.
We don't deliver on Sunday. I need table three for two yesterday.
Is there a list?
Harrington.
Kaplan, K-A-P-L-A-N for seven.
Order.
No, I'm sorry. Those people were here first. We don't have tables for seven.
Are we in smoking?
Tension.
I'll have the salad, Nicois, and some holly bread.
Balance.
And an omelet with no yolks. That's why you're just a waiter.
Brunch. Sunday. In the blue silver chromium diner. On the green purple, yellow, red stools sit the fools who should eat at home. Instead, they pay on Sunday for a cool orange juice or a bagel on the soft green cylindrical stools. Sit the fools drinking cinnamon coffee or decaffeinated tea.
Forever in the blue silver chromium diner
drips the green orange violet drool from the fools who'd pay less at home, drinking coffee light and dark and cholesterol and bums, 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 bums. Bums, 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 bums,
bums, for their toast in a small Soho cafe on an island into rivers.
That was Raul Esparza. We all know and love Raul Esparza. And he was singing yet another Sondheim-esque themed song from a review. That was from Tick, Tick, Boom. Jonathan Larson had made his own kind of one-person show concert around 1990. And after his passing in 1997, it was picked up and turned into a kind of slightly more full-blown review in 2001 off Broadway at Jane Street. And it's going to be, I gather, a movie directed by Lin-Manuel Miranda coming out this year. How exciting. Another example of composers' works sort of sneaking under the wire, stealth shows that have led to greater and bigger things. Well, one thing we saw last week in our Off-Broadway to Main Street Part 1 was how good Off-Broadway was at providing a rollicking, hilarious, good time. And the champ in that department is Forbidden Broadway, which, despite its title, has never been on Broadway, but only Off-Broadway, and has been running since 1982 and I think nearly 24 different editions. Here is the wonderful Christine Bianco, who manages to just get into every inch of Christian Chenoweth in this particularly winning parody from Forbidden Broadway Goes to Rehab.
Popular. I'm ever so popular. The fans that I'm cozy with tell me, Chenoweth, you're my favorite singing star. I'm genuinely happy I've become so popular. Lar. And yet, sometimes when I'm reflective, which is hardly ever, I say to myself, Kristen Chenoweth, do you miss the glamour of Broadway? Or do you want to sell out to the tawdry world of Hollywood? And so, here I am on television, my heart breaking, forced to glitter, forced to be glib.
Glitter and be glib, that's what I ad-lib, when there's no artistic chance. Forced to be so cute,
to the fame. Ha ha ha. It's true, I sold out to a network devil. Oh ha. If you were me, I bet you'd do the same. It's not so tough to push up TV daisies.
I love that silly fluff and all those
TV crazies.
I have a hat.
I top the list. So popular, I pop with this. Oh yeah, that's what you think. And what you telling me? No, I can't stand it.
Glitter.
And that's my new philosophy. Yeah.
Oh,
And that is the Velvety Voices of the Forever Plaid show. Forever Plaid was, again, one of this kind of show that Off-Broadway was so hospitable for. These little tiny reviews with goofy ideas, small cast that just kept coming up with these winning formulas. Nonsense, Altar Boys, and Forever Plaid, which ran from 1987 to 1990, and again has been done almost everywhere. My goodness. Well, Off-Broadway provided and provides such a good platform to learn about composers on the rise. And even though Jason Robert Brown had done Parade at Lincoln Center on Broadway a few years before, it was The Last 5 Years, which I think is his masterpiece, which opened at the Minetta Lane in 2002. It only ran 2 months, but its influence is enormous. It's made into a movie and, again, gets done everywhere. Here is the wonderful Sherry Renee Scott to lead us into the score of that particularly complex and fascinating show.
One day we're just like Leave It to Beaver. One day it's just a typical life. And then he's off on a trip to Jamie Land, staring catatonic out the window. Without a sound, a moment comes to life, and I'm a part of that. I'm a part of that. I'm a part of that. Next day, it's just like it never happened. We're making dinners, we're making plans. Then he gets on the mule train to Jamie Land. Handful after handful of Doritos, circling the apartment, logging miles. And then he smiles, his eyes light up, and how can I complain? Yes, he's insane, but look what he can do. And I'm a part of that. I'm a part of that. I'm a part of that. And it's true, I tend to follow in his stride. In step, side by side, I
I was born on the other side of a town ripped in two. And no matter how hard I've tried, I end up black and blue. I rose from off of the doctor's slab. I lost a piece of my heart. Now everyone gets to take a stab. They cut me up into parts. I gave a piece to my mother. I gave a piece to my man. I gave a piece to the rock star. He took the good stuff and ran.
That was John Cameron Mitchell from Hedwig and the Angry Inch, which, again, one of these odd, transgressive, crazy shows that he masterminded with a wonderful score by Stephen Trask. And that ran, 1988, ran almost 3 years over at the West Beth. And again, made into a pretty terrific film. And that's one of the things that we liked best about Off-Broadway. It was a home for shows that were not necessarily mainstream, but again, influential. Here is Michael John Lachuza's masterpiece, in my opinion, which also featured John Cameron Mitchell, Hello Again, which was produced by Lincoln Center Theater, and a complicated show of various relationships, transgender, over time, out of chronology, you name it. What an interesting show. And here is Michael Park and Carolee Carmello. We can't play the whole track because, again, these shows were rather complicated and they had very, 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 very long numbers. But I like it a lot. Here's part of The Story of My Life from Hello Again.
What does that mean?
It's a problem.
I can't help it.
No, you can't. It happened last time.
When was that?
In the rowboat.
I was freezing.
Is it my fault?
Try again.
No.
You were voted most likely to succeed.
The floor is filthy. Look, popcorn on my knees.
You want me to fail like my father, like my mother, everybody.
I'm leaving.
Fine. Go.
I'm not your father. I'm not your mother. I'm not your maid or your nurse. I'm a married woman.
I have to just think of before she gave in to.
Look at my kneecaps and my dress. It's disgusting. It's unhealthy. This is sickness. I need more.
I don't. I have everything now.
When can I see you again?
You have a husband.
I don't care. I have to see you. Well, someplace.
Well, the zoo.
The zoo? Bankrupt. Have I reduced myself to this? This cheap and sick affair? I was an innocent. Well, almost innocent. In front of animals. Ooh.
Soon.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow. I have to leave, darling. Mother's expecting me for dinner. I'll go first. I love you. Now it won't go down.
I'm morally bankrupt.
Street lamp, dim glow. A light to blink at night like summer snow. We'll let it pour. Just cover up whatever came before.
Sea breeze whips through and makes you do some shit you'd never do. Talking queer. Why the hell are you still here?
And we go bum 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 bum. Don't know why I decided to come. Don't know why I decided to come. Meet me halfway. A touch and go of don't know what to say. Do we talk? What?
Huh?
Don't expect too much. Just walk.
Blank slate, blank stare. Yeah, you made her cry. Why do you care? What took hold? Look at her, she looks so cold.
And we go bum 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 bum. Don't know why I decided to come. Don't know why I decided to come. Twisting lemons into lemonade.
If you had stayed, and you might miss any good that could come after this.
First date,
last night. Not quite what you pictured, but alright. So take her out,
give him a shot.
'Cause people can surprise you or not. And we go
bum 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 bum.
A slightly less complicated relationship than the one we heard before. That was from Dogfight. And what's interesting about that show, a 2012 show at Second Stage with Lindsay Mendez and Derek Klena, was it was the debut show in New York, at any rate, of Posick and Paul. That really gave them their start. And they obviously went on to Dear Evan Hansen and The Greatest Showman and you name it. Well, Off-Broadway has provided, as time went on, I would say, rather than just sort of commercial theaters doing interesting stuff, these resident theaters, these not-for-profit theaters. We talked about Lincoln Center Theater, Second Stage, and Playwrights Horizons has given us so many interesting and important shows from this particular arena. Here is the latest, A Strange Loop Pulitzer Prize winner. My goodness, you can't do better than a Pulitzer Prize, can you? From 2019 with a book, Lyrics and Music by Michael R. Jackson.
On days his blackness feels like another hurdle that won't get out of his way. His inner white girl starts kicking like a baby. She wants to come out and play. She doesn't care if she ruffles any feathers. In fact, that is her MO. Where he's the king of avoiding confrontation, there's not a bomb she won't throw. Because white girls can do anything, can't they? Black boys must always obey their mothers. White girls can do anything, can't they? Can't they? Can't they? Can't they? Some days it feels like his blackness is a treasure that's under constant attack. His inner white girl protects it from marauders. She always takes up the slack. She lets him feel like a human supernova, like he could conquer the earth, like he's the heir to the power and oppression her kind of wielded since birth. White girls can do anything, can't they? Black boys must always obey their mothers. White girls can do anything, can't they? Can't they? Can't they? Can't they? They get to be cool, tall, vulnerable, and luscious. They get to be wild and unwise. They get to be shy and introspective. They get to make noise, they get to mesmerize. Black boys don't get to be cool, tall, vulnerable, and luscious. Don't get to be wild and unwise. Don't get to be shy and introspective. Don't get to make noise, don't get to fantasize. His blackness doesn't look blue in any moonlight, which makes him harder to see. That's why he clings to his silly inner white girl, the same one clinging to me. We wanna be free, we wanna belong. We want either love or validation, but neither come easily. So her siren song keeps us in total subjugation. Boys must always obey!
Well, we're coming towards the end of our Off-Broadway to Main Street Part 2 show, and I know we left out so many of your favorites. That's just the way it goes. There were so many interesting, compelling, wonderful shows that came from Off-Broadway. We looked at some of the resident theaters that produce shows. Playwrights Horizons just did a strange loop, but they did a wonderful production, probably one of, if not my favorite off-Broadway show of all time. That was Floyd Collins, this incredibly ambitious show about a guy who falls down a mineshaft for spelunking, the great spelunking musical, Floyd Collins, the mastermind of Adam Gettle with an assist from Tina Landau. And the song we're going to hear from sung by Chris Invar called How Glory Goes tells you how glorious the off-Broadway movement was. Floyd Collins only ran, I think, less than a month, but its joy and its ambition lives on, telling us that the greatest shows in musical theater aren't always on Broadway, but sometimes surrounding that wonderful main stem. So I hope you enjoyed our show, and I hope you enjoy this magnificent song from Floyd Collins.
ready now, Lord. I know I weren't no Sunday school mama's boy, but faith is hoping for something, believing what you can't see. I have faith all my life. I want to ask you something. Is it warm? Is it soft against your face? Do you feel a kind of grace inside the breeze? Will there be trees? Is there light? Does it hover on the ground? Does it shine from all around, or just from you? Is it endless and empty, and you wander on your own, slowly forget about the folks that you've known? Or does rising bread fill up the air from open kitchens everywhere? Familiar faces far as you can see, like a family. Do we live? Is it like a little town? Do we get to look back down at who we love? Are we above? Are we everywhere? Are we anywhere at all? Do we hear a trumpet call us and we're by your side? Will I want, will I wish for all the things I should have done? Longing to finish what I only just begun. Or has a shining truth been waiting there for all the questions everywhere? In a world of wondering, suddenly you know, and you will always know. Will my mama be there waiting for me, smiling like the way she does, and holding out her arms as she calls my name? She will hold me just the same. Only heaven knows how glory goes, what each of us was meant to be. In the starlight, that is what we are. I can see so far. No. No.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing.